98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's bit.
98 FM.
Brendan, you're starting with a story about Larry the cat.
Yes, I am. It looks like poor old Larry, or good old Larry, I guess, is about to outlive yet another British Prime Minister. Keir Starmer, under major pressure to quit after his party Labour were trounced in local elections this week.
Okay.
They lost 1,500 councillors across England,
Wales, Scotland.
Voters annoyed that he hasn't fixed the cost of living, and now politicians from all parties, including some of his own, want him to go.
Like, honestly, though, I can't keep up. There's been so many
prime ministers. I don't know how many Larry's seen out. I think it could be like it's 7, 8, or 9.
Vote for Larry. Larry is the constant.
He is. I also think, obviously, all of that aside, I think people have the major ick after Keir Starmer made this noise, a la Beaker from The Muppets, while answering questions last week. This has now become part of the sketches.
Why did he do that?
He just sort of like questions himself. So he goes to answer something, but he just goes, mip, mip. Mip, mip. It's all over the internet. It's now part of SNL UK kind of open with a sketch of the Prime Minister every Saturday night.
Oh, do
and
they?
Now the characters started to go, mip, mip, mip. So the pressure is on. God
Beaker.
Love him.
Did you say Beaker?
Yeah, isn't that the noise Beaker makes in The Muppets? You know the guy with the fuzzy orange hair?
I totally forgot about Beaker. Anyway, what's Larry doing?
So the pressure is on now to see how long poor old Keir Starmer is going to last, right? But that is not really why we're interested.
Oh.
Do you remember when Liz Truss lasted just 45 days as Prime Minister a few years ago?
Brendan, yes, I do. And I remember the lettuce.
Yeah, so when her time seemed to be up, the Daily Star, they launched Lettuce Truss, a live stream of a head of lettuce to see which would last longer, Liz or the lettuce. Well, it seems they're going to do it all over again.
What would you choose for Keir?
Keir Starmer.
What's that drink that's good for your gut? Kefir?
Yeah, I don't know.
I suppose you wouldn't really see it go.
Well, apparently if you open that, you have to use it within 2 days. So who's going to last longer?
Okay.
The Daily Star has posted a video of one of their staff buying a head of lettuce at a self-service checkout with the caption, "Let us reintroduce ourselves."
Okay.
They haven't launched the live stream just yet, but I'll let us know when they do.
Let us know indeed, Brendan.
I will. Up next, if you're an early riser like ourselves, I suspect you might be finding it a little trickier to head to bed the last few weeks.
Yeah, you really do need the blackout blinds.
Yeah, it's still very bright at what should be our bedtime. Doesn't get dark till well after 10 p.m. and it's bright again so soon. The seagulls are going 90 at 4 a.m. Well, spare a thought for people living in one area of Alaska. The place is called Utqiagvik. And during the summer months, it is bright there 24/7.
And then it's dark all winter, isn't it?
The sun doesn't go down. Yeah. So the last sunset of the summer there happened on Monday. 4,000 people live there. They are now going to see daylight constantly between now and August.
Oh.
For 84 days straight, night will not follow day.
Oh, I'd find that very confusing. It wouldn't have me bearings.
It would freak me out.
Yeah.
The natural phenomenon is known as midnight sun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very Zara Larson.
Very. I would imagine the blackout blinds are, the sales are through the roof there.
Much needed.
It panics me when, I like when the day and night match bedtime and getting up time.
Understand. You know?
Finally this morning, I need to bring your attention to something that city councillors in Cork were due to discuss this week.
Oh.
So, as far as I know, they meet every Monday evening, kind of a regular meeting. This week, they were to get through more than 20 pages of an agenda. Topics planned for discussion on Monday in Cork included taxi stands, noise, and housing.
Okay.
But there's something way down the agenda that caught my eye. A proposal by a Green Party councillor to erect a new statue.
Okay.
Oliver Moran is the councillor's name. His item on the agenda reads, "Statue to the mosquito or midge that bit Oliver Cromwell."
What?
Cromwell, of course. Cromwell, of course, the Brit who invaded Ireland, caused the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people and stole their land. Lovely fella. Oliver Moran's proposal goes on to say that, that Cork City Council will erect a statue to the mosquito or midge that bit Oliver Cromwell during his siege of the city, later causing his death through Cork fever, malaria.
Oh, is that what happened?
Didn't know that.
No.
And that this statue shall be the world's smallest public statue.
Oh, because it'll be a small little mosquito.
Must be obviously a little teeny tiny mosquito.
Yeah. Now, won't cost too much.
Oliver Moran's proposal was way down the agenda for Monday evening's meeting of Cork City Council. I'm not sure if they got to it because they often have to drop the things
maybe
at the end.
Maybe one for next Monday, Brendan.
It was sandwiched in between the items pier in Blackrock Village and residential zoned land tax. So maybe it's up for next Monday. He hasn't updated his socials or website, but I will keep you updated.
Will you let us know about that?
I will let us all know if the mini statue in Cork is going to go ahead. That is Brendan's bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Good morning to Chris in Ranelagh, who says, my little win is I'd have bought a crunchy nut cornflakes for breakfast.
Oh my gosh, delicious.
I haven't had them in ages. They are lovely. Maeve in Balbriggan says, my little win has had an eye test and thankfully my eyes haven't changed too much.
Glad to hear
Brilliant
that.
Brilliant, Maeve.
Yeah.
And Amy's in Luke, and Amy says, my little win is I'm on a work training day, so all I have to do is log into a Zoom call from home and listen in. Perfect Wednesday. Amy, kick back, relax.
Maybe learn something
and
as
listen.
Well.
Yeah, make sure you listen.
Here's Danielle and Blanche.
Morning, my little win is that I also got my nails done. Aren't they pretty?
Oh, go on, Danielle. You really do feel a lot better. When you get the hair done or the nails done, it gives you a real lift, doesn't
Danielle
it?
Sent a photo of her nails. They are, I'd say they took quite some time. They're fab.
Work of
they
art.
They are a work of art, yeah.
A good morning to Alice, Tommy and Maverick in Green Hills.
Our little win is that we get to go to the airport because it's take your kid to work day. Next week on Monday.
Unreal.
Sorry, fab.
That's so exciting.
That's great crap.
We never had that back in my day.
No, I'd be standing at security now, being shouting at everyone, telling them to take their belts off.
I'd be in the duty free. Here's Carol and Tala.
Hey, Rebecca and Brendan. Carol here. I played matchy match just last week, but I didn't win. But our little win today, I have my girls with me on the way to school, and Lily is on her way to Dublin Zoo today. All excited, and it's also her birthday next Thursday. So our little win today is she's braving the cold to go to Dublin Zoo.
I thought it'd be such a fab day, and happy birthday to Lily for next week.
Yeah, make sure you check out the penguins.
They're so cute.
Hi, my name is Sharon. My little win is today is my Friday and I'm off until next Thursday. Woohoo!
Oh, go on,
that's
Sharon.
A good break, isn't it?
Here's Margaret and Shankill.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. I had a lovely little win yesterday. I got a message on Facebook yesterday and it was a girl I had been best friends with in school, all through primary and secondary. And we lost touch after school. And we haven't been in touch for 40 years.
Wow.
And we're now back in touch. So that's the best happy little win. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
That is so lovely.
Facebook can still provide nice moments.
This is lovely. The power of social media. And here's Trish.
My little win is I have all my washing done, clean and just done. Then I'm going into town to change a pair of runners that I got because one of them is a different colour to the other.
Oh dear.
So happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope the sun keeps shining.
Oh, Trish, thank you.
Us too. It's always very important to check the box.
It is.
Isn't it? For the size and the colour.
Guys, thank you all so much for sharing your little wins. Alice, Tommy, Maverick, Carol, Sharon, Margaret, Trish, Danielle.
Flat out.
We are sending you all out some IMC cinema passes. And if there's something going on in your life, something small that's made you smile, get in touch on 0877 98
98 98. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Lots of prizes.
Lots of sequins.
And a bit of glamour as well.
98 FM.
Welcome to Matchy Matchy. It is your chance to win some incredible prizes and have a bit of crack along the way as well. The glamour involves sending Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and saying the same three words as us. If we manage to do it, you will win yourself all of these. win a trampoline,
a curly blow dry,
Nido,
an air fryer,
a butcher's voucher,
a gardens trimmer,
a €150 fuel card,
dry robes,
a slushy machine,
and you're taking to the seas.
Aye aye, Captain.
On a goat boat tour around Dublin Bay.
Win 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 with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, fabulous prizes indeed. And hoping to win them this morning, we have Stephen in Tala. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rebecca. How's things?
Oh, we're good, thanks, Stephen. You're at home this morning with your other half who's on maternity.
Yeah, that's the one. So, yeah, maybe my young son, Freddie, as well. They're watching Paddington while I'm out in a separate room.
Dream morning.
Yeah, you can't be it.
Stephen, can you tell us how you and your girlfriend met and all about your first date?
Yeah, well, a couple of years ago now, we went on a night out, but our first official date was thanks to 98FM. We won IMC cinema tickets, and we went to see the Bob Marley movie as well.
Stop
so that was
it.
A couple of years ago, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The company's very good now.
Stephen, that's incredible. 98FM bringing dubs together.
Yeah,
I tell you what.
True love. This is brilliant. Okay, that's great. Now, Stephen, wouldn't it be so amazing now if you won Matchy Matchy this morning? We've been playing this game for a while.
Yeah, I know. I'm listening most mornings as well.
Well, thanks for listening, Stephen. How do you normally do when you listen along?
Decent enough. I got 3 out of 3 yesterday, so that's why I texted in. Thought it could be today for me to win.
Oh, Stephen, maybe the stars are about to align. Who would you like to play with this morning?
I think go for yourself, Rebecca.
Oh,
Rebecca,
I'm on. Thank you so much.
Soundproof booth. Lads, will I ever see it again? Who knows? Here we go. Let's try and get a matchy.
Yeah.
Lads, it's been quite some time since I've had the pleasure. If anyone's listening and they want to play Matchy with me, text in. Very upset. Okay, Stephen, here we go. Yeah. Are you ready?
I am, yeah.
Okay, let's do it this morning. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is pin.
Pin drop.
What are you saying?
Pin drop.
Pin drop. Your second word is olive.
What was that, sorry?
It's olive.
Olive oil.
And your third word is space.
Space. Ship.
Okay, we're saying pin drop, olive oil, and spaceship. Stephen and Tala, are we locking those in?
I've been told to change pin to pin point. If you change pin to pin point.
Pin to pin point. Who told you to change that, Stephen?
My girlfriend beside me here, so she gave me instructions.
Not the 5-month-old.
No.
What's your girlfriend's name, Stephen?
Olivia.
Olivia. Okay, are we locking them in?
We are locking them in.
Here we go. We're locking them in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that?
Oh, very good. There was a sausage roll in there this
morning.
Oh,
delicious. Vegan, I hope.
Of course.
Okay, let's get you a matchy matchy with Stephen and Tala. Your first word is pin.
Pin. I'm going to say pin number.
Your second word is olive.
Olive oil.
And your third word is space.
Space. Spaceship.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Stephen in Tala this morning? 2 out of 3, guys.
Again!
Yeah, it keeps happening. Olive oil and spaceship you matched on. Stephen went pinpoint.
Oh, Stephen, I'm so sorry we couldn't do it this morning.
No, all good. We nearly got there anyway.
We nearly did it, Stephen.
And you really won the prize when you met your other half, thanks to 98FM.
That's
it.
Goal at the end
this is it. This is it. Stephen, thank you so much for listening and for playing.
No problem.
Thank Cheers, you Stephen. Have a great day. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Wednesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. And this morning, our guest star in one of the most talked about dramas on TV. Its second season is out this this Friday rival set in the glamorous, chaotic and deeply competitive world of 1980s power, politics and scandal. And Reb caught up with Victoria Smurfit and Lisa McGrillis to ask all about the new series, and she started by asking them what they got up to while visiting Dublin.
Well, Vic.
The George.
Vic's daughters took us out last night and they took us to the George, and I think we safely can say we had the best night of our lives.
Best night. Best yeah. night ever. We were up dancing. I was, I just wanted Maud to be up there, but I only had Vic.
Maud would love
which is, but oh, we, it was the dancing, the outfits, yeah. the makeup, the lip syncing, the skill.
Yeah.
Oh, it was brilliant.
I think they should definitely do a Rivals themed one. That was yes. Dom's idea, that they could take the characters from Rivals and perform.
So we're pitching it.
Yeah, we're pitching it.
Yeah. Please, the George, do
we want to get a sponsorship deal with the George, basically.
Manifest it. Let's make it happen.
Make it happen.
A huge congratulations on Rivals season 2. If you could choose one word to sum it up, what would you pick?
Shagtastic. And that's just big.
I'd say it's everything. You're only giving me one word, but let me clarify. I think it's everything because there's drama, sex, comedy, fabulous houses, horses, cars, hot guys, mad women, sexy birds. You've just got, there's just everything. And then you have heart and soul and tears and pain and trauma and unrequited love and requited love. Oh, you know, I could go on.
Everything.
Everything. You've got everything.
It's also, I'm going to say elevated because series one was so big, bold, bright, brilliant. And this series does feel like it's stepped up a few gears, actually. It's really exciting.
It's really exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Without giving away too much of the plot, can you tell us a bit about what's in store for both of your characters, for Maud and for Valerie?
Well, Maud is either Maudacious or Maudlin. And
that's very good.
I think of her as she's the chick on the roller coaster who doesn't put her seatbelt on and just hopes gravity holds her in. And occasionally it doesn't.
I love that description.
Valerie, I say Valerie, it's Valerie's house. It's Bella Vista, which is huge. She's got a swimming pool.
It's ginormous.
She's, I think, putting all of her focus into her social climbing. And the fact that they now have this huge house with a pool, it's the talk of Russia.
Yes. So do you guys have a name for your own houses? Is that something that you would do in your own life, or do you just do this on the show?
Mine is a door number.
So is mine. Yeah. I was hoping
so you need to be very posh for your house to have a name and not a number.
You do. Mine is just a really number.
So obviously season one was very saucy. Mm-hmm. Is season two even more raunchier in your opinion? How much riding is there?
Yes. I'm just going to say yes. But the great thing about the riding is there's funny riding, heartfelt riding, political riding. Mm. There's like riding on every level. There is. So, you know, even if you're not a fan of a tiny bit of joyous smut, firstly, have a word with yourself. And secondly, is like there's a different version of it for everyone.
Yeah, this is it. There's a particular scene that I saw Aidan Turner talking about in interviews in a shower.
That was my first day.
Can you tell us about that?
Set. Day one, Rival season two, I'm in a shower with Aidan Turner and all the crew, basically. I thought that was a baptism of fire, but it was a baptism of water.
I get you.
Yes.
I look forward to watching it. Obviously, there's high heels, high drama. Who is causing the most chaos in Rivals season two?
Gosh, there's lots.
Dominic Treadwell Collins, because he's writing it.
I mean, Tony is causing a lot of bother. Sarah Stratton is
causing trouble.
She's a chaotic.
Yeah.
Very chaotic this year. Maud is causing quite a lot of
little
trouble.
Bit of trouble.
I think Valerie is just blissfully unaware and just living her life.
When season one came out, everybody loved the soundtrack and the outfits. Is there a particular look that each of you wore in season two that is your favourite?
Oh, I mean, it'd be like picking your favourite child. Like, it's not something you're physically able to do. Mm-hmm. They're all just extraordinary.
I had an amazing dress for the first, it was the second episode last year, with a ginormous bow. And one of the notes that we had was, can we make the bow slightly bigger? So Valerie has to sort of hold it down to talk because it covers her mouth. So every time she speaks, she had to like move the bow out of the way of her mouth, which I just thought was the detail in that was so
brilliant.
Good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Victoria, if Rivals was set in Dublin, where do you think it would be filmed? Like, is there a particular suburb or a Dublin landmark that you think, oh, yes.
Well, for a start, I think you'd have to film it in Kildare. Ah. But if you're in Dublin, I'd say probably Park Drunk. Oh. Would you not think Park Drunk?
Yeah. Is that where all the socialites are?
Where is that?
What are you talking about?
Maybe the next time you come over, we'll go there after the George or the Ford, you know?
Would you not think?
Yeah.
Like big houses with names.
This is it.
Yeah, yeah. Land.
And for anyone who hasn't watched Rivals, the first season, and of course now the second one that it's out, why do they need to see it?
It's like, it's pure escapism from this horrible world that we're living in at the minute. And I kind of just think it just transforms. And for like the young people, it's like they can experience what the 80s were and how life used to be and how
without
good
a phone.
It was.
Yeah.
How uncomplicated it was.
Yes.
And it wasn't all on TikTok and Instagram.
Come for the sex, stay for the love.
Oh, I love that message. Guys, thank you so much for having me and thank you for joining me on 98FM.
And Rivals Season 2, it comes to Disney Plus on Friday, May 15th.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.